Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast, Cleaning Up the Mental Mess. As a clinical neuroscientist and research neuroscientist, I've spent years working with patients and working with people, helping them to understand how uniquely they think, feel, and choose. That's been a big aspect of my work because identity and understanding who you are is massive in mental health, as we know. And one of the things that has always, you know, kind of been a fascination of mine is how people are so consumed by personality tests, you know, all these different Myers-Briggs and DISCUS and all these different things that really can provide interesting information, but are, I think, used in a way that potentially could be sometimes even a little harmful. Because if you look at the research on psychoneurobiology and the mind-brain-body connection and neuroscience and clinical neuroscience and psychology and philosophy and all these amazing ways that we can understand human behavior, we actually really cannot put people in a box. We cannot categorize people. And I saw this so clearly when I worked with thousands of people over the years that it's really kind of dangerous to label people. We know that. You've heard me say that often. But also to say you are this type of person because it's very, very limiting. And if you think of it realistically, no, none of us are the same. We know that. I mean, we know that that's not something that's new to any of our ears. We all say that all the time. This is how I think. And that's so true. You know, there are 8.1 billion, more or less, 8.1 billion people on the planet, which actually means that there are 8.1 billion different types of personalities or different types of ways of people being. So we can't limit a person and stick them in a category and say, you are this type of person. We have to be so careful of that because actually there's 8.1 billion or however many people there are on the planet. That's how many personalities there are. So you are type U, and type U cannot be categorized and limited to a category. What you can do is you could use those personality tests to help you maybe understand a little bit more about you. But here are six reasons that I'm going to give you now why we need to be cautious about getting stuck in a personality test definition of ourselves. And just before I begin, though, I just want to remind you that I would love it if you would leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and, you know, rating and a review on this podcast and keep sharing with friends and family so we can all help each other with our mental health. And also, I've been sharing with you that recently I released a book on how to help parents help their children or teachers help their parents or grandparents. I'm a grandparent now, help their children manage their mental health. And how to do the neurocycle and all these great tips for helping children deal with the challenges of life, whether it's the huge things like trauma, whether it's just dealing with day-to-day stuff, sibling rivalry and being at school and starting new things and, you know, just the difficulty of life. So we have all these great bundles that we're offering. And so in this book, if you haven't already got it, you'll see that there's a cartoon character called Brainy. And Brainy walks the mental health journey with you and your child and has a superpower called the neurocycle. And that cartoon image is a way of helping children to find the concept of dealing with their mind and all the issues of life more relatable. So we've created a plush toy, and this is Brainy. Well, I love this. Listen, my dog keeps stealing this too. The dogs love it too. But this is Brainy, who walks the mental health journey with you and your child, and he has a superpower called the neurocycle. And we've also got a coloring book with all these different scenario color with Brainy and friends. So for example, there's little Brainy's friend crying, and there's a blank page, and so you can color it in and use it as a child. Children can, you know, point to this picture and they can color it in, and you can use it as a way of discussing what they're going through using the neurocycle. You've got a blank page to draw more pictures and so on. So this is the Brainy bundle, and there's various different bundles, and there's a special offer on at the moment of the different combinations of either Brainy and the coloring book or all three together. So there's different combinations with a special discount if you go to drleaf.com, and the link and details will be in the show notes. Great stuff. So let's get back to the podcast, and let's talk about why it's six reasons why we can't rely on personality tests totally and how to use them, how to get useful information out of them. Okay, so first of all, we are very, very complex as humans. You know, that's not the first time you've heard that. Okay, so I'm not saying something you don't know. So therefore, if we try and simplify our complexity, we're going to have a problem. And that's what personality tests tend to do. They're simplifying the complexity and the hugeness of each of our unique personalities, each of our unique humanness, and how we're experiencing life and how we change as we go through life. So personality is this complex and multifaceted thing that cannot just be reduced in a reductionistic way and captured by a set of questions and then stuck into a category if you answer in a certain way. It's almost like you get that and think, now what? You know, so it's just a way of getting a little more insight into you. Most personality tests actually categorize people into a few distinct personality types, and that's totally reductionistic, totally simplifying the complex nature and almost invalidating the complex nature of who you are as a human. Mind management is not just about controlling negative thinking. It's also about building good habits that boost your willpower to achieve your goals and dreams, helping you live your best life. Indeed, transforming your willpower and productivity can in turn transform tons of life habits for the better, from workouts to job performance to major life goals to a sense of peace. This is why I love taking Qualia Mind as part of my daily mind management routine. NeuroHacker has combined 28 of the most research-backed nootropic ingredients on earth into the ultimate brain fuel formula. And it's been changing people's lives for years now as part of their mental health toolkit. I noticed the difference in just a few days in my focus, my mood, my memory, and my willpower to get things done. And I love the formula is non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, and the ingredients are meant to complement one another, factoring in each ingredient's effect on supporting mental clarity. It's also backed by a 100-day money-back guarantee, so you have almost 3 months to try Qualia Mind at no financial risk and decide for yourself. See what the best brain fuel formula on earth can do for your mindset. Go to neurohacker.com/Dr. Leaf for up to $100 off Qualia Mind. And as a listener of Cleaning Up the Mental Mess, use the code Dr. Leaf at checkout for an additional 15% off any purchase. That's neurohacker.com/Dr. Leaf and use the code Dr. Leaf for an additional 15% off to experience life-changing mental performance from Qualia Mind. The link and details will be in the show notes. Then also these personality tests rely a lot on subjective self-reporting. So that's not a bad thing in itself because you always want to be able to, it's really important to get your opinion of yourself captured if you want to do any kind of research. So part of the research I do is we do ask people questions about self-reporting type questions, but we balance that with all kinds of other things as well. But sometimes self-reporting can be biased. It can be influenced by what you think you want a person to hear because there's a certain model of the ideal that we are being held as a standard against. It's like a standard that we are being held to. And so therefore we answer in a certain way that seems to fit the cultural norm or the zeitgeist. And in that sense, you're not being true to yourself. And that is really important. And then the other thing is that, you know, the complexity of our human nature and of the things that we, you know, the things that we go through changes over time. So self-reporting is going to change over time. So personality, you are you, but you just change over time. And, you know, because that's good. That's part of growth. That's what we should be. We should be you or you. I'm Caroline. I've changed enormously over the almost 60 years of my life. And so we need to bear that into account, and these personality tests don't basically accommodate for that. The third thing is situational variability. And what that means is that people's behaviors can vary based on context, on different situations in their life, on life experiences. I am now just newly a grandmother. My daughter and son-in-law had a baby a couple of weeks back. I already feel different. Being a grandmother is very different to being a parent. I'm a parent of four. Before I had four children, I wasn't a parent, and I change with every child. My experiences in my work, you know what I'm talking about. So I'm not the same day today. My marriage of 35 years has changed me, you know, in a good way. And so in other words, things, choices that I've made, changes that I've made in terms of my philosophies, I keep changing. So in other words, based on experiences, situations, challenges that we have, we know we are changing. As humans, that is a constant. We always change. So that situational and contextual variability is not picked up by personality tests. Then the fourth thing is change over time. Personality is not fixed. So it goes to the previous point of how different experiences, different life contexts and experiences will influence how we answer questions. We also change over time. So how I would fill in something now is completely different to how I would have filled it in a year ago or 10 years ago or 3 years ago or whatever. So change over time is not accommodated for in these personality tests. Also, there's very limited good science around backing these personality tests. Not good at all. And there's very limited validity and reliability. And what that means is, like, for example, I have a profile inside my app. I have the NeuroCycle app. If you're not familiar with what that is, it's an app called the NeuroCycle that is basically me giving you therapy, helping you to manage your mind as you go through the situations of life, whether they're just a bad habit, whether it's a day-to-day struggle, or whether it is a trauma that you're trying to deal with. We need to be able to manage our mind and rewire the networks that drive us. And the NeuroCycle app does that. It's available on iTunes, Google Play, and we have a web version as well. So in that app, I have a questionnaire called the LEAF Mind Management Scale. And it is a scale that has been used and developed over 38 years, and it has been validated for reliability. So it went through scientific rigor to work out that is it actually asking what it's asking and what is the significant reliability and validity. And that's a pretty big process to do so that you know that it's asking what it's supposed to be asking. And that's very important. And many of these personality profiles haven't gone through these rigorous scientific processes to test for validity and reliability. And additionally, there's the science that they're based on is also very often very, very shaky. I discuss this in a lot more detail in one of my other books called Think, Learn, Succeed, where I talk about some scientific explanations of how we have to be very, very careful. And another book called The Perfect You on these things. Okay, then the sixth point is cultural and social bias. So that's huge. Most of these personality profiles have been done in sort of white middle income, based on white middle income, heteronormative type situations, which is not representative at all of all cultures and all genders. And therefore, there's a huge cultural and social bias. It also doesn't look at different levels of where the person's, you know, they're based on people that have are mid-income, so they're not on the poverty line, they're not excessively wealthy, etc. So there's a lot of cultural and social bias. So personality tests are often developed within specific cultural contexts and may not be applicable to individuals from different cultural and socioeconomic backgrounds. So so inadvertently they can actually perpetuate bias and stereotypes. Okay, so quick recap. Six reasons why we need to be very, very careful of personality tests. First of all, the first point is we can't simplify the complexity of our human personalities. It relies on subjective self-reporting that is often biased to suit the standard or norm of the current environment. Situational variability occurs in that we go through different situations and contexts and experiences, and that influences our answers and changes them. Also, the fourth one, change happens over time. We're not the same from our experiences, and over time we do change. So it's going to influence how we change, and these personality tests don't pick that up. And then cultural and social bias is built into these tests, and that therefore doesn't accommodate for all of the different diversity of who we are. As someone who prioritizes my mental health and physical well-being, I'm always looking for products that help me look and feel my best each day, which can be a challenge. This is why I love Purity Woods. Their mission is to provide people with the cleanest and most effective health, aging, and longevity products available. All of their products are USDA certified organic, non-GMO, free of anything artificial, free of toxic preservatives and synthetic additives like pesticides, chemical fertilizers and dyes, parabens, and of course it's cruelty-free and never tested on animals. Purity Woods products leverage the wonders of a revolutionary ingredient, maple leaf extract. Maple leaves contain anti-inflammatory antioxidants and hydrating properties, which can help soothe irritated or inflamed skin while also plumping, brightening, and nourishing it. Their age-defying Dream Cream is a game changer. It will make you look and feel like you've jumped back years in time. Its powerful formula contains revolutionary maple leaf extracts plus over 25 unique and potent ingredients that help eliminate fine lines, wrinkles, age spots, and uneven skin tone. Turn back time on the appearance of your skin with Purity Woods Age-Defying Dream Cream. Purity Woods is currently offering 17% off site-wide, but we have an additional 10% discount for our listeners for a total savings of 27%. Go to puritywoods.com/Dr. Leaf or enter the code Dr. Leaf at checkout for an additional 10% off your first order. That's puritywoods.com and enter the code Dr. Leaf for a total of 27% off your order. The link and details will be in the show notes. So well, a personality test can offer some insights and they can be a great starting point for self-reflection. Okay, so they can offer insight and they can be a great starting point for self-reflection. It's important to approach them with a lot of caution. That's why I've given you those six tips. And to be very critically aware and critical in your thinking of their limitations. They shouldn't be used as definitive judgments of who you are, and that's it, because that's very lacking in hope and very limiting. Consider them basically as a tool amongst others for understanding yourself. Okay, I wanted to say it perfectly. And also to focus on broader methods like introspection. Be more introspective. Seek feedback from other people and individuals and embracing personal growth and empowerment, which is really what I also try and do with everything on this podcast and in the books I write and in the NeuroCycle app. So I really encourage you to look at them differently. You know, in my practice, one of the things that really worried me was these personality tests and even the kinds of questions and tests that I was trained to do with my patients. So one of the things that I did over the years and that I've refined and I'm refining more and we're doing more validity and reliability tests is to develop a profile that instead of categorizing you as a category, it helps you to understand that you are type U. You are unique. There's no one like you. You cannot be compared to anyone else because there's no one like you. And that therefore that creates a whole enhancement culture versus a competitive culture. So I developed a very complex profile that took me hours to use in my practice and gave me very interesting information about the uniqueness of how a person can think, feel, and choose. And then what I've done over the years is simplified that into what I call the gift profile. And it's available in the simplified version is available in my book called Think, Learn, Succeed. And that basically tells you how you your customized thinking, feeling, and choosing that is you, type you. So 8.1 billion people, 8.1 billion customized thinking. So often people will say, can you give me the categories or can you give me a basic analysis? That's not the purpose of the gift profile. The purpose of the gift profile is for you to be introspective and deeply think about who you are and how you think and feel and choose in response to life and to guide you in that process. So that's another great thing that you can try using to help you on this journey to self-discovery, because the more we understand ourselves, which is a huge question that we've all asked from the beginning of time, the better we become as people. So thanks so much for joining me today and enjoy your self-discovery, and I look forward to seeing you next time.